It's not one of the dark arts or any form of magic or sorcery to record this podcast. Yes, I use scripts and things to help out. I could go without, but it would just take longer. Welcome to the big workflow for day 16 of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day 16 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. Today I want to talk about my recording workflow for this year's Napod Pomo and also the Big Slurp as a whole, as it's done in exactly the same way. Now it doesn't matter whether I'm recording in the studio, on my laptop or the Pi 400, on my portable recording device,
or on my mobile phone.
The workflow process is exactly the same. So once I've recorded my audio in a single file, I then split out that audio into two distinct files, one of which contains the intro blurb that you hear at the beginning of the episode over the intro music, and the other one contains the actual main content of the episode. The intro has a maximum limit of 15 seconds, which I think I really pushed to the limit today, whereas the main content has a minimum limit of 1 minute and 4 seconds. I know that sounds daft, but that's how long the combined fade out of the intro music that I talk over and the fade in of the outro music that I talk over is. I haven't tested to hear what happens if I did try to do a show of less than 1 minute and 4 seconds. I'll give that a go for a chuckle at a later date. So once I have my two files, I'll then edit the main content, the main voice file, to remove fluffs and pauses so that it appears to flow well. I've already made a huge number of mistakes in this. I'll just edit those out. You won't know. I've just told you. Oh, what? Now, this is difficult when you've got audio that's been recorded outside because you have ambient noise, cars, breathing, etc. to contend with. Now, some of my earlier episodes have had sudden changes in background noise, and that is due to editing. And to be fair, there's not a lot I can do to correct that. Once I have my two files, I will put those, along with the original raw recorded file, into a folder on my laptop, or the Pi 400, with the number of the episode. So today's folder will be called 017, because it's episode 17 of The Big Slurp, even though it's only day 16 of Napod Pomo. I'll then run a script, which I put together myself, specifically for this podcast, called produce-slurp. And that takes my two input files, my intro file and my main content file, and produces two output files. One of just the intro and outro music with the right amount of space in the middle to fit the main content, and the other of just the spoken bits with the spoken intro and the main voice content spaced out correctly to fit in line with the music. Now, there's a very good reason why it's done that way, and I'll explain that in a moment. There is the third file produced, which is the two output audio files merged together. So the music and the spaced out voice, so that I can get an idea of how it's going to sound once I've done what I do next. Now, you may have heard me speak before on another podcast somewhere in the world about a service called Auphonic. It's an online web tool, and it takes audio and makes it better. Technical term, better. So it uses filters and stuff to make really rough audio sound good, but it can also make good audio sound even better. A free account on Auphonic gives you 2 hours of free single-track processing. No, I'm not on commission, so I'm not going to get anything for promoting this. Now, I have a 21-hour paid account, 24 hours a month, because I use significantly more than the 9 hours available from the next paid tier down. 21 hours costs me just over 21 euros a month, which is most definitely worth it for the number of podcasts and the number of episodes I produce each month. Now, you do need a paid account to use the multi-track feature, which is what I'm using for this show. So in Auphonic, I import the music and voice tracks as a multi-track production and tell it that I want the music file to be ducked. It's not a rude word. And what that does is it effectively listens ahead to the voice track or whatever other tracks you've got. And when I'm speaking, it reduces the volume of the music. And when I stop speaking, it raises the music level back up again. So when you listen to the show and you hear me start talking and the music ducks down, well, there it is. That's the definition of it. And then when I stop speaking, it comes back up again. That's what ducking is. I also tell it to level out my voice, so the other audio file that I've imported. So it applies varying levels of amplification to different parts of my voice track to make the perceived loudness of my voice consistent, in case I go too quiet when I'm speaking or I go too loud at any point. Now, can I demonstrate this by going a bit too quiet or going a bit too loud at any point? What you should notice is that the perceived loudness is the same, even though in my actual recording, it was significantly quieter and louder. Once it's done both of those, the music file and the voice file, it then merges them together and then adjusts the output so the final perceived loudness is set to a specific and consistent level. Now, loudness is a very contentious subject, but it is recommended in some circles that podcasts be adjusted to -16 LUFS, which stands for loudness units relative to full scale. I don't know what that means. I have an idea. I'm not an audio engineer, but that level, that -16, is also recommended by the Audio Engineering Society, and I do trust them. All of the podcasts that I produce, not necessarily everyone I appear on, but the ones that I produce are all set to -16 LUFS. So you should always get the same level of perceived loudness across all of them. Orphonic also converts the final files into MP3, OGG file, FLAX, whatever it is I need, and tags them with the show title and the author and the date and the track number and all the rest of it. So those files are immediately ready for your podcatcher as soon as I upload them to Tinterwebs. That's pretty much it. I hope this hasn't been too technical for you. I'm more than happy to go into more detail about the process and answer any questions you may have about how I do things. And as qualified as I may or may not be, I'm also happy to offer advice. If you are thinking of doing a podcast or you've got any questions regarding podcast production or audio or scripting or the use of Orphonic, let me know. Drop me an email to slurp@thelovebug.org or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/workflow. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. Also, if you like what I'm doing, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or just drop me an email and let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find all my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe. Keep recording. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.